Chapter 13, Little by Little, Part 1. School on Earth was blessedly uneventful that day, at least from a Ben's standpoint. None of the teachers said a word about their early dismissal the day before, and everything was just about normal. With the expectation of the whispers that had followed Luce and Abby around school. When, upon entering the school that morning, a group of girls standing by the lockers had turned to stare at them, Luce expected the worst. The mean, nasty comments would be back in force. Except this time, Amity would be a target as well.
I wish she hadn't put a target on her back for me.
It wasn't that Amity couldn't handle herself. She absolutely could. But there was still the fact that she was the new kid in a strange new school in a strange new world. Luce knew Amity wasn't as invincible as she liked to present herself. Everyone had vulnerabilities, and Amity was no expectation. Luce just hoped that no one would find the right buttons to push. Of course, Amity had immediately realized something was off. She knew Luce's body language well enough by now, it seemed. And had gently put an arm around her waist to comfort her as the two walked in while staring right back at the group of girls. The girls erupted into a flurry of whispers and grins, one playfully punching the shoulder of another until the second girl begrudgingly pulled a wrinkled $5 bill out of her pocket and handed it over. As someone who was a frequent topic of discussion among the student body, Luce had learned to read the tone, if not the exact contents, of the things people whispered behind her back. And to her great surprise, it seemed that people were neither scornful nor mocking, but instead, curious.
See, I told you she has a girlfriend!
Upon overhearing that particularly exciting whisper, Luce almost walked into a wall. Which was an impressive feat, given that she was right in the middle of the hallway. She hadn't been sure what to expect when her classmate opened her mouth. But it sure as hell wasn't that.
And she's cute too! Whoa!
Luce and Amity's reactions, looking at one another, blushing bright red, and then looking away quickly, all while Amity's arm was still wrapped around her waist, had done little to quell the rumor. And it quickly spread throughout the school, popping up at every turn.
I hear she beat Ben up and got away with it.
In an odd whisper from one member of the football team to another, when the teacher had her back turned in geometry.
Imagine having a partner that picks fights for you! That's so romantic! Like something straight out of a movie!
Overheard in the lunchroom, followed by a dreamy sigh. My boyfriend would never do that for me.
You should have seen them yesterday. They were constantly hugging, touching hands and everything, in the middle of the school hallway. Who does that?
By the time they had their English class together, people had forgotten whispers and were just talking about it outright. Seriously, Luce and Annie are two desks away from this girl, and she was talking about it on her phone.
Can you believe Nocella has a girlfriend before you do?
One of Ben's friends had snickered when the two of them walked into class a minute before the bell. Luce held her breath, expecting some harsh recrimination. But to her surprise, Ben had just glared at his friend, ignoring Luce and Amity entirely.
Shut up.
It wasn't like people were suddenly friendlier to Luce, or even more willing to talk to her directly. But it was still vastly different than the kind of attention she was used to receiving. People seemed fascinated by speculating how she and Amity had, in their minds, ended up together. As results from standing up to a longtime bully went, it definitely wasn't what Luce would have anticipated. But she would certainly take it over outright scorn. After a long day of Amity struggling through her classes, at least chemistry went all right this time, that was a start. They took the bus home. The entire way home, as they sat next to each other on the bus and chatted about various movies and shows Luce still wanted to introduce Amity to, Luce's mind kept drifting back to the school rumors. This was the second time this week someone had mistaken them for a couple. But this was different from some random stranger making a comment at the cinema. They'd see the people from school again the next day, and then after the weekend, and Luce knew how the school rumor mill went. Sometimes a rumor like this would die down. Other times, it would become an obnoxious in-joke that Greg played on a helpless victim for months on end. Should I talk to Amity about this? Luce wondered, glancing over at her friend. What am I even supposed to say, though? Isn't that funny that everyone thinks we're dating? And even if she could think of a way to start it, Luce wasn't sure what she was even expecting out of that conversation. Maybe she just wanted to reassure herself that the rumors wouldn't make things awkward between them? Then again, acknowledging the rumors could possibly make it even more awkward than just ignoring them did. Annie gently poked her arm, interrupting Luce's thoughts. I think the next one is our stop. Oh, whoops, you're right. Luce shook her head and slung her bag over her shoulder as she got up again. I'm sorry, I wasn't really listening for a bit. I'm kinda distracted. Yeah, I noticed. Amity put a hand on Luce's shoulder. I'm not going to force you, but if you ever do want to talk about yesterday, or your mom, or anything, really, I'm here to listen, okay? Luce smiled, genuine gratitude blooming in her heart in spite of the fact that she knew she wouldn't be taking Amity up on her offer. I know. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Gus's nerves remained tightly wound even after he got home, laying himself in the ornate front door and calling out a greeting to his dad. Like he always did after school, he got a snack, a glass of water, and made his way up to his room. He took his homework out, tossed his bag down in the corner, and went to get started on his assignments for the day. But after a few minutes of false starts, he gave up, leaning back in his chair and letting out a tense sigh. Graduate training had been stressful to watch. He had tried to cover it up by cheering Willow on, and while his excitement for her had been genuine, it had been underscored by worry for his friend constantly putting him on edge. Gus understood why she would take a risk to show off to the Grudgeby team, presenting her skills in a way to make Basha and her crew respect her, if not as a person, then at least for her terrifying magical potential, was in theory a good way to permanently dissuade any harassment. But as much as he tried to cheer her up earlier, the idea of Willow spending so much time with the same people who had tormented her for years made his skin crawl. He couldn't have missed how tense she had been the entire way back to Bonesboro. When Gus's scroll pinged with a message from Amity suggesting a group call with Willow, he was more than thankful for the distraction. Besides, while they'd sent the occasional message back and forth, it had been far too long since he'd actually gotten to see Luce and Amity. He set his scroll down flat on his desk, and with a few taps of his thumb, navigated over to a slightly off-the-market app that would project his screen into the air as an illusion. Two blue rectangles a few feet in diameter fizzled into existence above his desk, one showing Willow, the other blank for just a moment before it clarified into an image of his two missing friends. Hey guys! Luce waved her hand to greet them, but right away, Gus could tell it was missing some of her usual energy. Amity lifted her hand as well, a second late and a bit more awkward, but her smile was genuine nonetheless. Gus noted that she sat closer to Luce than she usually did, without the embarrassed blush that most physical affection and closeness brought to her face. At one point during the summer, after backing out of a group hug she hadn't felt ready for, Amity had sheepishly explained to him that surprise hugs, or even just casual physical contact, could be a bit overwhelming to her sometimes. So it was great to see her apparently making progress on working past that. Amy! Luce! Willow still looked pretty tired despite her hair being damp from the shower she had talked about needing all the way home, but she was smiling broadly. Amity's face immediately lit up when Willow called her by her old nickname, something she'd slowly grown into doing again over the summer. Hi! How have you guys
guys been? Gus asked. Any interesting human realm things you'd like to share?
He tried to peer past Luce and Amity to see any interesting artifacts in the background of Luce's room that he may not have seen before. While he, of course, felt bad for Amity's situation, he really couldn't help but at least feel a little envious of the opportunity she was getting. Reading about Luce's world in his magazines was one thing, but he'd given everything he had for the chance to see it with his own two eyes. Amity chuckled. She seemed a lot more relaxed than she'd been during their last call. "I've started keeping a notebook with weird human terminology," she said, leaning down off-screen for a moment before coming back up with a thin spiral-bound notebook. "I'll show you everything when we get back to the aisles." Gus squealed with excitement.
"Really?"
She smiled at him.
"Sure."
When Amity had first started to tag along with their little friend group, Gus had been sure what to think. Before the incident with Willow's memories, one where Amity had physically hurt Willow, even if she'd made up for it later, all he'd ever known her as was the girl that made his friend cry. Willow hadn't talked much about Amity before their reconciliation, and never about any of the good things. So, when she decided to give her ex-friend and now ex-bully a second chance, well, you couldn't blame Gus for being a bit wary. The moment that had truly tipped the scales for Gus had been, perhaps unsurprisingly, a result of yet another confrontation with Basha. As Gus, Willow, and Amity walked down the hallways of Hexside after school one day, Basha had accidentally bumped into the plant track witch with her shoulder, continuing to walk like nothing had happened. She was alone, but apparently in a bad enough mood to want to start trouble, even without her posse to back her up. Because when Willow, no longer willing to take Basha's behavior laying down, had called out angrily to her back as she walked away, Basha whirled around, spitting venom of her own right back. A tense standoff followed, the two witches sparking with power, as the Triclops bared her fangs and made a rude gesture at Willow with her left hand. No one noticed the potion flask concealed in her right, tucked subtly by her side. No one, that is, except for Amity. When Basha, utterly without windup, warning, or preamble, hurled the potion straight towards Will's face, Amity was ready. She stepped in front of her old friend in a flash, hand outstretched, and caught the potion flask in one smooth motion. The potion flask that, unfortunately, had been uncorked. Purple liquid splashed all over Amity's face and clothes, sinking into her skin almost immediately where it landed and staining her uniform. Willow and Gus cried out as Amity stumbled, and Basha's eyes went wide for just a moment before she barked out a sharp laugh.
"That's what you get, Blight!"
she called over her shoulder as she sauntered down the hall. Gus and Willow crowded around Amity as she tried her best to wipe the remaining purple sludge from her abomination track uniform. At last, Amity sighed, seeming to accept her uniform as a lost cause. She looked up at Willow and Gus, opened her mouth, and spat out an incomprehensible garbled mess. It turned out that the potion Basha had brewed up was a speech reversal draft. Anything that Amity tried to say for the next, however long it worked, would be minced up, reversed, and otherwise impossible to understand. This was figured out after several increasingly frustrated attempts by Amity to say words in reverse, before having the bright idea to just get out a notebook and write it down for them. Willow had been distraught, while Gus was more shocked than anything at Willow's seemingly instinctive act of bravery. Amity accepted her hand up off the ground, but when Willow had begun to apologize profusely, saying that she should never have been caught up in this and cursing Basha's name, Amity just shook her head. She pulled out her notepad once more and began to write, while Willow blinked in surprise before she turned it around to show Willow what she had written. "None of it landed on you, right?" After that, it was pretty safe to say that Gus had been won over.
She tutored Luce for hours on end just to help her get her abomination straight up. Gone out of her way to help plan and set up the surprise birthday party they'd thrown for Willow. And she had even been willing to spend a full 3 hours on a practice interview Gus had needed for a school project, despite the fact that they hadn't been especially close at that point. The most undeniable change, though, had been how much happier Willow was to have her old friend back in her life. And for that, Gus couldn't be more thankful.
"You're still wearing your hair down, huh?" Willow said, smiling at Amity. "It looks cute that way."
Thanks. Amity rubbed the back of her neck sheepishly.
"Right?" Luce cut in, her eyes sparkling with excitement. "She's so pretty with her hair down! I mean, not that she's not always pretty, because she is, I just meant..."
Luce's words died in her throat before she let out a forced, awkward cough, while Amity's face turned the color of a barbed track uniform.
I like it that way.
Willow raised an eyebrow at the two.
"Can we please talk about something else?"
Amity squeaked, her voice gone high and tinny.
"Sure, how's school?" Gus offered. He'd been dying to ask that anyway, so he was happy to change the topic to that if that made Amity more comfortable. Luce had talked about her school a lot when she'd been in theirs, and he was super curious to learn more about human school. Amity exhaled loudly, the tension in her body visibly decreasing a bit. "Is it different from ours?" Luce opened her mouth to answer, but for the second time in as many minutes, her words seemed to fail her. A short, awkward silence followed. Then Amity squeezed Luce's shoulder gently. She really was getting better with physical affection before answering for Luce.
"School here is so weird," she said empathetically. "They don't have an all-seeing eye, and the alarm demons make this ringing sound. It's strangely quiet, and all in all, just seems kind of unsafe."
"Huh, really?" Gus reached for the nearest sheet of paper, which happened to be a sheet of homework, and began scribbling on the back. He could transcribe it into his more official notebooks later. "I can't imagine a school like that getting a teaching license."
"Right?" Amity exclaimed. "But apparently that's normal here."
"It's so cool to have Amity here with me," Luce cut in, apparently having recovered her voice. "I knew I was gonna miss you guys so bad when I had to go back to boring old human realm. And, I mean, I totally still miss you and Willow a ton. But it's way less boring with Amity here." The conversation smoothed out after that, Luce seeming to bounce back from whatever had been bothering her. Amity told Gus about a strange clunking beast called a washing machine that spat clothes out all wet with saliva. Apparently, they had to be put into an entirely separate creature before they were dry enough to use. Human technology sure was weird. She also proudly regaled them with a tale of subduing a toothbrush demon. When both Gus and Willow expressed their concern over encountering such a dangerous monster, Luce cut in, clearly amused, and assured them that it was just a matter of removing the batteries.
"Demons, batter people, possess appliances?" Gus mumbled to himself as he ferociously scribbled away.
Luce snorted with laughter, but that was okay. She probably didn't understand how dangerous some of these things could be, having grown up with them as a normal part of her life. When a lull in the conversation arrived, Willow took the opportunity to clear her throat, giving Amity a strangely knowing look.
"So, Amity, did you ever manage to do what you went after Luce for?"
Amity's eyes went wide with shock, but before she could respond, Luce took something out of her hair and held it into the frame. The item turned out to be a very blurry pink plastic flower affixed to a hair clip.
"Yep, she returned the clip!"
Luce beamed at Amity before immediately returning the clip to its place in her hair. Amity went from nervously biting her lip to glaring at the screen in a matter of a few seconds, leaving Gus more than a little bit lost. Willow, didn't you say that clip didn't actually belong to Luce? Amity coughed awkwardly. Anyway, what have you two been up to since we left? Any new interesting shenanigans you got into without us? Gus was poised to launch into his rant about how awful midterms were, when he realized that was probably a topic best avoided. If there was one thing he had learned about Amity over the summer, it was that she had a complicated relationship with school. The Emperor's Coven was about as high as one could aim, and while Amity was incredibly proud of her academic performance, with good reason, all those ace exams and flawless magical demonstrations came with a massive amount of pressure. One perfect score demanded another, or she would be laying down a standard she herself had set. Gus figured the last thing Amity needed right now was a reminder that Hexside academic life was moving on without her. So instead of talking directly about classes, he pivoted to something else.
So guess what? Our very own Willow Park is now a grudgey player!
Amity's face immediately lit up.
Really? That's great! I told you, Willow, you'd be great on the team! What made you decide to finally try out?
After their game against Basha and the others, Amity spent half the summer animatedly trying to convince Willow to attend tryouts for Bonesboro Youth Team. She argued that Willow had been incredible for her first game, saying that she was a natural and that with little training, she could be a force to be reckoned with. Willow had been nervous about the whole idea, but Gus knew there had been one or two times she'd almost caved. Those words meant a lot coming from a former Grudgeby captain, after all.
Okay, maybe you had a point about me having a gift or whatever, Willow replied. She rolled her eyes, but it did nothing to conceal the satisfaction in her voice.
And I didn't try out, technically. Hexite's team is down 2 members, and the others practically begged for my help. It was pretty surreal, honestly. Amity's smile faltered.
Wait, you joined the school team?
No, I'm not, Willow admitted. I know I'm playing with fire here, and that I have to be careful. But I'm hoping that if during the 3 weeks I'm playing replacement, I can make them respect me. I can at least make them, you know, terrified of my magic? Luce was, predictably, thrilled.
Her solution to this problem had been grudgy ball to Basha's face the first time around, too, after all. Heck yeah, that's my girl!
Amity, however, was less enthusiastic.
Luce, can you not?
Amity said with a frown. Her voice was filled with concern.
Willow, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. It's not that I don't get your reasons for wanting to do this. And of course, I'll support you whatever you choose to do. But, well, I was forced to hang out with these people for half my life. I don't want you to have to do the same, especially considering how they treat you.
Willow smiled back at the screen. Kind, tired eyes filled with nothing but sheer determination.
It's sweet of you to worry. I appreciate that.
I'm not sure if that helps make you less concerned, but I struck a deal with the others before agreeing to any of this. If one of them tries to pick on me, pressure me, or talk down to me even once, I'll quit the team on the spot. Championship be danged. I won't let this turn into just another opportunity for them to pick on me. Then Willow's smile turned just a slight bit cheeky, and she winked at Amity. Besides, this entire thing was kind of your idea. You kept encouraging me to join a team, after all. And you were the one that said Basha only speaks in grudgy terms.
Yeah, but I was also the one that told Luce the match wasn't a good idea, Amity protested.
Just, please be careful, okay? I'd hate to see you hurt. Don't worry, Amy, Willow said gently, giving her friend a reassuring smile. I can handle myself. Besides, it's only temporary. And like I said, if this goes awry, I'm quitting the team early. No second chances. I'm done letting those girls walk all over my confidence. Luz pumped her fist into the air. Heck yeah! She beamed at Willow. I'm so proud of you! Willow chuckled, a light blush dusting her cheeks. Aw, Luz, she said, waving her hand dismissively. But Luz was not to be dissuaded. No, I mean it, she insisted, and Gus saw her leaning nearly out of her seat, her face growing larger in the projection. You're strong and brave and amazing, and the whole world is going to see it. Willow shook her head. What do I need the whole world for as long as I have you guys? Then she cracked a smile. I shut Basha up earlier, though, so that was a plus. That got even Amity gaping. No way! What happened? Willow had her first training earlier, and she was totally on fire, Gus explained. That was a thing humans said, right? It's something that didn't literally require someone to be set on fire? Judging by the lack of alarm on Luz's face, Gus was pretty sure he had gotten it right. Human colloquialisms were so fun to use. They asked me to throw the ball as hard as I could to test my strength or something. I launched the thing all the way into the woods from the middle of the field, Willow said proudly. Basha was gaping like a fish. Greatest thing I've ever seen. God, I can't believe we missed that! Luz groaned, her gaze turning gloomy for a moment before she bounced back to raw excitement. You'll just have to take a picture next time you show her up, yeah? Willow snorted. Never change, Luz. Luz shook her head and clicked her tongue, poorly pretending to chide Willow. Tsk, tsk. You can't say that, Willow. Character development is like half the fun of the story. Amity nudged her gently as they all broke into a round of laughter. Gus smiled. That was Luz all over, all right. Titan, I miss her. As laughter subsided, a look of worry once more overtook Amity's face, her brow furrowed in concern. Willow, if you're sure about this, can I at least give you some training tips? Willow beamed. I'd love that. End of part 1.